Do you mean roar? Asked Mrs. Trent, wrinkling her nose.
Indeed, madam. As we would consume a raw oyster, so do the hunters consume the intestine, and that while it's still warm from the newly expired beast.
Dear God, said Mrs. Trent.
Now then, Pierce continued, it happens upon occasion that two men may have joined in the killing, and immediately afterward each falls upon one end of the prized intestines. Each hunter races the other, trying to gobble up this delicacy faster than his opponent.
Gracious, Miss Trent said, fanning herself more briskly. Not only
that, Pierce said, but in their greedy haste, the buffalo hunter often swallows the portions whole. This is a known trick, but his opponent, recognizing the trick, may in the course of eating pull from the other the undigested portion from his mouth, as I might pull a string through my fingers, and thus one man may gobble up what another has earlier eaten, in a manner of speaking.
Oh, dear,
said Mrs. Trent, turning quite pale. Mr. Trent cleared his throat. Remarkable.
How quaint,
said Miss Trent bravely, with a quivering voice.
You really must excuse me,
said Mrs. Trent, rising.
Oh, my dear, Mr. Trent said. Madam, I hope I have not distressed you,
said Mr. Pierce, also rising.
Your tales are quite remarkable,
Mrs. Trent said, turning to leave.
My dear,
Mr. Trent said again, and hastened after her.
Thus Mr. Edward Pierce and Miss Elizabeth Trent were briefly alone on the back lawn of the mansion, and they were seen to exchange a few words. The content of their conversation is not known, but Miss Trent later admitted to a servant that she found Mr. Pierce
quite fascinating in a rough-and-ready way,
and it was generally agreed in the Trent household that young Elizabeth was now in possession of that most valuable of all acquisitions, a prospect.